fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 6th day of August. Prep tip of the day, Mike Flynn has written a letter to America. It's very important. I just gave that reference earlier today. There is a link on whatfinger.com. That's been my go-to website for news for a number of months now. Mike Flynn's letter to America, it's published at the westernjournal.com. westernjournal.com. All right. We have patient waiting in Greenham, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is the John Moore Radio Show economic advisor. And the economy is certainly a sight to behold. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am wonderful. If I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm getting there.
You're getting there. Okay, I understand. Well, Steve, if somebody wants a private consultation on what they should be doing with family resources, financial resources, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Reach me directly on my direct line, which is 1-800-630-1491.
Okay. There are some things going on with your situation that need to be resolved, but for the time being, let's just give out that number. People can contact Steve directly at 800-630-1491. I'm hearing that silver is becoming highly desirable. What's this going on with silver, sir?
Well, silver price has doubled since March now. I mean, silver has gone up so dramatically in the last 2 months that it's actually doubled in price in less than 6 months, which is incredible to see. I mean, we're repeating 2008 all over again. We're seeing 5 to 6% jumps before, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, which you know, we've never seen before in one area of the market. You know, you're seeing gold's up right now $28, silver's up $1.40, you know, platinum's up $21. But, you know, the big number that stands out is that $1.40. It's over 5%. You know, and it's only 7 o'clock in the morning here. You know, it's 9 o'clock where you're at. So, you know, by the end of the day, we're seeing 8 to 10% jumps in silver. So, you know, it silver is getting very hard to get a hold of right now. Just about everybody is running out. The Mint has said that they're done with making metals the rest of the year. They don't have anything, and they're blaming, you know, COVID for some reason is the reason why they don't have any more metal, which I don't understand that. But you know, it's everybody's using it as an excuse right now for what's
right.
going on.
But
yeah, silver, get your hands on it as much as you can. This is an exact repeat of 2008 all over again, with gold and silver, you know, shooting up. Gold's at an all-time high. We're at $2,070 right now. You know, we booked the $2,000 mark earlier this week. You know, things are moving pretty quick. And this is exactly what you and I have been talking about now for months.
Right. Well, now, if I was to call up Steve Hunt later today and I'd say, Steve, I want to get 10 silver dollars, would you be able to help me with that?
You know, 10, yeah. 10 I'd be able to facilitate, but, you know, right now the inventory is changing so dramatically throughout the day because, you know, I'm trying to get my hands on a lot of inventory, you know, and things are changing, and I'm trying to also find things, you know, people that are looking to sell or auctions that are going on. I'm doing everything I can to get my hands on stuff. So, you know, just be patient with me. And also, you know, the phones are ringing off the hook. I'm sure everybody can imagine, you know, everybody's trying to get their dollars out. The thing that people have to understand that's going on is right now with the price of gold doing what it's doing, it's making all these other countries' currencies much stronger than ours. And the writing is becoming very, very clear and on the wall for everybody to see that when this IMF meeting happens on October 1st, that all these other countries have now made their currency stronger because they have backed up the price of gold with their currency. So now you have gold-backed currencies that are skyrocketing in value because of the price of gold, and we're printing off more and more money and devaluing our currency. So the IMF is going to meet and take a look at this and say, here's a you know, all these other currencies, and, you know, you have to look at China, unfortunately. China is, you know, the big dog in that basket now that is backed by gold, and gold is, you know, $2,000, and who knows what it'll be by October. I mean, at the rate that we're going, it could be $2,500, and you're going to look at that and then look at the U.S. dollar and see how much we devalued it. You know, it's going to keep going on to a point where we're going to just devalue ourselves right out of the basket. So, you know, this is why it's so imperative that people get your hands on something, whether it's gold or silver or another asset. You know, it's going to devalue the dollar quicker. So do what you can a little bit faster than normal.
Absolutely. Well, there's no precedence for our economy doing what it's doing, for the world's economy to do what it's doing. 6 months ago, Steve, January, we had the strongest economy in the history of the country, the lowest rate of unemployment for all minorities ever recorded. And here we are, well, actually 8 months later, with everything's upside down. So that's all new and unprecedented. What is precedented, though, and what we have for historical precedence is the foundation provided for stability in silver and gold, correct?
Correct. You know, and that's the one thing that gold has had the track record through every type of economic uncertainty that we've ever dealt with. You know, gold and silver goes up, and that's one thing that people really need to look back at. How did it react in 2008? How did that, in 87? You know, you can look at it. Got a very good track record in these times.
Yeah, we lost you for about 3 or 4 seconds there. Well, the track record for silver and gold goes back as far as recorded human history, many thousands of years, and that's not going to change. It's stable. It's known. It's not in dispute at all. Americans have not seen war on our soil here since the end of the Civil War in 1865. All other continents have seen either civil war or open warfare within living memory. All our countries south of us pretty much have had a revolution of some sort in the past 50, 60 years, the majority of them. And, of course, Africa the same way, Europe and Asia, obviously World War II. But Americans have not experienced this within living memory on our soil. So we don't have the culture that other countries have. And I can tell you firsthand, living in Vietnam, that even peasant people would have gold in the form of gold teeth that would be salvaged when the person died as part of the family fortune, even among barefoot peasants in Vietnam. But Americans don't have that as part of our cultural heritage, do we, Steve?
No, we don't. You know, we're going through so much drama right now that we've never experienced. You know, it's almost like a Civil War culture is developing. You know, and never, I don't think I've ever seen or read about a time where there's so much division over a president, you know, and hatred over somebody who's, you know, they're blaming him for a virus that he had no part of, and he's trying to protect everybody. You know, it's mind-boggling to see what's happening. You know, you got the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, supposed to make a major announcement this morning, you know, that she found something against Trump, and she's doing every, you know, people are doing everything they can to get this man to not even run for president or to get him out of office. And there's so much violence. You know, I've never seen something.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, you were gone there for a moment. Your audio was just missing for 5 or 6 seconds. You've never seen anything. Right.
I've never seen something like this. It's just bizarre to see that there's so much division in America right now, and it's all driven by one side's hate of one man. And still people are dealing with these sicknesses and, you know, everything else that's going on, and jobless claims, people are losing their jobs, people are taking loans and doing everything they can to stay afloat. You know, it's crazy to see. It's going to be a really hard time for quite some time to go.
It is, and it will be. So part of any family or person who wants to do prudent planning for the future should include a percentage of their family assets in gold and silver coins, in my opinion. It's going to vary from person to person and family to family. And some families may have no business at all having gold and silver coins because they need to devote family resources to food and medical supplies and gardening supplies. And some basic things need to be taken care of first before those families would hold gold and silver coins, correct?
Oh, yeah. You know, always make sure that your bills are paid. Gold and silver is something that you buy if you have extra money. Okay, extra money means that you've paid all your bills. You don't have to struggle to worry about how much money you're going to have coming up next month to pay your bills. You know, if you have money sitting in a savings account or sitting in a coffee can in the backyard or a retirement account that you haven't touched, you know, things like that, then you can call me and, you know, that kind of stuff you look at. Those are extra funds. Never put yourself in a jeopardy where you're not sure if you can pay your bills to buy metal. You know, the reason why you buy gold and silver is to protect the money that you have and make sure that it doesn't get devalued. So, you know, the number one thing you always have to make sure is that your house is happy and that, you know, you're not stressing out, pay your bills. You know, there's a lot of people that say that you should have a minimum of 20 to 25% of your net worth invested in precious metals. You know, Jim Cramer, he says that almost every day on his show. You know, it's just a security blanket, you know, for what happens if the dollar goes down by a dramatic value. You know, they say that 20 to 25% should recoup your losses. You know, but that 20 to 25% has to be in income or money that you have sitting on the sideline doing nothing. So, you know, just remember that it's, if you have money that's not doing anything, you know, that's something you can look at, but don't make yourself struggle saying, you know, oh my God, I got to get, you know, $100 or $1,000, you know, and it's going to hamper your ability to pay bills.
No, you don't want to do that. About a year ago, Steve, I inquired my local bank about, the percentage that they would pay me if I took part in some of the investments they offered, such as certificates of deposit. And when they told me, I said, isn't that decimal point in the wrong place? I said, no, it's a fraction of 1%. That's what they were offering, a fraction of 1%, not even 1%. A fraction of 1% was being offered if I were to invest my money with the local bank, which is dramatically less than the rate of inflation, isn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. You know, the government tells you that the rate of inflation is 2 to 2.5%, and that's if you don't factor in food, gas, and energy. So as long as you don't eat or use electricity or drive anywhere every day, you're only going to lose 2.5% of your money, you know, what you have in the bank. So, you know, they say the real number is between 10% to 14%, depending on where you live and you know, how that the prices of goods go. You know, that's the problem that people really have to wrap their mind around. We print money on a daily basis. And the amount of money that we're printing right now because of this coronavirus thing is unbelievable. We've never printed this kind of money off ever. And what we're doing by that is we're creating inflation because we're devaluing the dollar. That's why all this is so imperative that people pay attention right now, is when we devalue the dollar, we make the rate of inflation go sky high. Now that's when that money in your bank is going to start losing more and more money, because you're going to see your groceries. Everybody has seen their groceries go up in price. Everybody has seen your daily cost of goods have all gone up because of this. And it's going to continue to go up. That's called deflation. We're deflating the dollar. So, you know, that's the whole purpose of gold and silver, is to make sure that, you know, if you would have bought silver, let's say, or even gold, if you bought gold 6 months ago, you'd be up about $400. I mean, that's, you know, that gold is protecting you against the deflation of the dollar. That's what the purpose of gold is. Not to make you rich. You know, it's not saying, oh my God, it's gone up $400 and it's now worth $2,000 an ounce. It's protected you that, you know, since your dollar has gone down, you can still buy the same amount of goods with that gold coin.
Right, right. And when I have these conversations privately with friends, even though they know better, I just have to gently remind them that the value of gold hasn't changed. What's changed is the value of the paper dollars attempting to buy the gold. That's what's changing.
Absolutely.
Right, Steve?
Yep. Absolutely. Now, silver, on the other hand, is quite different. When it doubles in price in 6 months, that's quite different. Silver is extremely undervalued. Silver should be close to $400 or $500. So, I mean, it's been held down and suppressed by J.P. Morgan and the big banks, and I don't know if they're losing their grip on it right now or what's happening, but it's going bananas. So it's a good time to be a silver owner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you've got a question for Steve, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Steve, I know I've referred a number of our listeners to you, and you've helped them make decisions, analyze their situation, figure out what's best for them, and then they move forward. And it may be buying gold coins. It may be buying silver. It may be buying productive farmland, or maybe artwork, or something of that nature, a collectible. But it's going to be different for different people, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. You know, I've had a few people call me that, you know, we're thinking about gold and silver, and we had a long discussion, and they ended up buying land. So, you know, we're going to have a real talk, and I'm going to tell you, you know, the God's honest truth. If gold and silver is not for you, then I'm going to tell you that. You know, maybe you should be buying land. Maybe, you know, you have different options that you didn't know you could do. A lot of people don't know that you can actually buy land inside of a retirement account. You know, there's so many options that are out there that aren't publicized, so that you don't know that they're available to you. You know, maybe that's your dream, is to have a piece of property that you rent out, you know, a vacation house that you just use for rent. You can put that inside a retirement account. People don't know that. You know, there's so much that you can do with investing in areas that you can secure yourself. You just got to be informed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the way it is. And Steve, you know, most of us, we pay attention maybe 15, 20 minutes a day to what's going on in the economy, where you spend hours a day paying attention to what's going on in the economy, don't you, sir?
Oh, yeah. I'm constantly reading. You know, I probably read 8 to 10 hours a day. I mean, it's constantly things are popping up that I'm paying attention to. I have to. You know, you got to know what's happening. You have to be informed when it comes to investments. Otherwise, you're not making a very informed decision. So, you know, when we talk about the amount of money that, you know, I manage for people, and, you know, even myself, you know, if I didn't know what was happening and how to take care of it, you know, I'd just be throwing darts at a dartboard. So, you know, this is the reason why I am, you know, so successful at, you know, judging prices and knowing what to do, is because I've gone through this before, and I know how they react. I know how metals react. I know how land and properties react. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, I take pride in what I do. It's you know, I love it.
Hold that thought, Steve. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th of August. You want to contact Steve Hunt, get a private consultation, here's his phone number, twice slowly, 800-630-1491. I say again, 800-630-1491. Steve, we got a caller and hold here at Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
I just wanted to reiterate something you've said, John, and I've called Steve, and I'll tell you, folks, if you're debating over whether or not to do it, he has a ton of common sense, and he can really seriously help you get things thought through good, because he didn't try to sell me nothing. And so anyway, I just want to try to encourage people to do that. But that isn't the reason I called, actually. That's kind of on the fly, because I am really impressed with him. So, Steve, I've got a thought for you, and I'll see what you think about it. I was sitting on some silver, and I sold a bunch of it, and I got like a little over $28. The guy was willing to give me even more than spot price. And the reason I did that, and I want some people, because I've listened to some guys saying that they think $30 an ounce is going to be, for a while, a real resistance level for silver to go beyond. I want to get your thought on that in a minute. But here's the reason I did it, is because I think having things that you're going to need to be able to survive, such as getting your vehicles fixed up, getting dental work done, getting a snowplow that works right if you live in a cold climate, making sure that you've got seeds for the coming growing season. I think those things are going to be, in the long run, more important than gold or silver, and I'd just like to get what you think on that.
Yeah, Kyle, first, you know, thanks for the kind words. I really do appreciate that. You know, it's when it comes to silver and the price, you know, and selling out, I don't know. I probably would have held it longer. I think silver is going to run quite a bit higher, to be honest with you. I do believe that people should have some cash on hand. You know, when things collapse, and I believe the banks are going to close, I think we're going to have some severe, I don't know how to say this the right way without people panicking. I believe that there's going to be a temporary time that banks aren't going to be able to operate, and they're not going to be able to hand you funds, you know, and everybody's going to panic. And you're going to need some cash on hand to go out and do things. But I also believe that you're going to need something to barter with, like silver, because people aren't going to know if the dollar is going to be worth anything, because if they see that all these other countries' currencies are skyrocketing and, you know, we're going to fix the dollar, but we're going to temporarily, you know, shut things down or whatever happens, you know, who knows if they're going to want the dollar if it's worthless. So, you know, I think it's always good to have, you know, currency on hand to you know, use in case of a emergency. But I also believe in having silver to barter with, you know, even if you have dimes, quarters, and halves. Or even the 1/10 ounce rounds, for that matter. But I do believe, yeah, I think you might have some resistance. You know, maybe, you know, it's hard to say right now with everything going on. But I do believe silver is going to run easily up to $45-$50 on this run. I think we're nowhere near where we're going to end up.
The only thing, Steve, I didn't say I dumped it all. I did not by any stretch. But okay, I did need to get my truck fixed up, and I needed to get another snowplow, and so I liquidated a lot of it. But I agree with you. I think you've got to have those kind of things. I do also think that you're correct. I think it's going to hit that $45 an ounce. But what I'm trying to weigh this in is the fact that by November, in my opinion, we're going to be in such turmoil in this country in the month of November, September too, but probably the month of November is going to be such turmoil in this country, and the supply chain's going to be probably really disrupted. And so I think people should be do whatever you can do. It's like an old guy said the other day. He said, if I had a guy show up with a bunch of silver at my door and another old guy showed up with a tractor that knew how to keep it running, which guy do you think I'm going to let in?
Exactly right.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Kyle, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kyle.
You bet.
Parting comments, Steve. We're pretty much at the end of our half hour here, sir.
You know, everybody, you know, I want to say that to try to remain calm. There's just so much manipulation out there, especially with this election. You know, they're having people mail in votes before they can even do a debate. I mean, that everybody's mailing in their votes, you know, on one side. This is just going to be a lot of drama, and it's going to be in the news every day. You know, everybody, you know, try to spend time with your family and just be happy. You know, try to take, you know, more you time to just enjoy your life a little bit more and maybe turn off the news for a couple of days.
There you go. There you go. Thanks, Steve. Have you back next Thursday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay. 5 hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty.
Our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th of August. Special announcement beginning next Monday. That would be Monday, the 10th of August. My show will be 3 hours, beginning at 7 a.m., Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Central Time. And we'll get some new guests. We'll have some more interesting things to talk about, of course. Well, we had a break last week from our regular Thursday morning guest, Tom Berghill, being with us. We had an interview with an author of a book, and so Tom had that morning off. But Tom Berghill is back, and we're going to be talking about a very special product. That product being the Energy Cleaner, helping thousands of people all over the planet getting their lives back. And Tom, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John, on this nice day, sunny day in the Ozarks. Nice, cool day.
It feels more like the first week of October than the first
week of
It
really feels that
August.
Way.
But I'm not complaining, are you, sir?
No, I'm not complaining.
No, not at all. Not at all, not at all. Well, please, Tom, give us our disclaimer so we can get this thing going here.
Okay, John, we are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Thank you, sir. We are the audience of the John Moore Radio Show is growing tremendously, basically doubled in the last few months. Every week, we got people who've never heard of the NG Clan or don't have a clue who Tom Berryhill is. And so at the expense of people who've been hearing this for years, we have to repeat ourselves. We have no choice because talk radio is pretty much like a classroom with a revolving door at the back. Always new people coming in that revolving door. So here we go. The Energy Cleaner. It's, first of all, here's what it's not. It is not a TENS unit. It is not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. Now, all human beings, just like any living thing, whether it's a tomato plant, a puppy dog, or a human being, are electrical in nature. That's a foundational thing to keep in mind. What the Energy Cleaner is, it's a healing device that puts out a healing electrostatic signal. That signal from the Energy Cleaner goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins and bringing in fresh nutrition. Or as Tom likes to say, it acts as jumper cables for these sluggish cells. It's not much to look at. Really, it's not. It's about the size of a cigar box. People encourage me to use a different analogy than cigar box, but with the demographics of our audience, most of them being men and women over age 50, most men and women over age 50 know the approximate size of a cigar box. And it takes 9 Ds and Delta, 9 D cell batteries, flashlight batteries. Simple as can be. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply two things. One, LED light that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, the unit is changing polarity. And then there's one place to plug in one wire. That wire, ideally, would be a wire from one of the mattress pads I offer for sale. And here's how simple it is. You get the Energy Cleaner when I ship it, priority mail, signature confirmation. You get your 9D cell batteries from the local dollar store. You want the house brand because they're carbon zinc. That's the ones that work the best. Any D battery will work, but they work the best. Do not use rechargeables. That would be a massive mistake. Get your batteries installed. Plug in the mattress pad. Place the mattress pad on the bed. Make your bed as you normally would. And just sleep on it 8 hours a night. That's all there is to it. Typically, people start getting relief anywhere from a few hours to maybe 3 days. Tom, I'm reading the new edition of Steve Whitman's book, Winning Life's Lottery, where he gives myself an Energy Cleaner credit for saving his life. And he mentions in the book that when the first 2 days he used an Energy Cleaner, it wasn't working. And he was really getting angry. He thought, well, I wasted $285. Then the third day, the effects started kicking in. And started kicking in dramatically to the point where back injuries he'd been dealing with for 20 years, a big part of his adult life, basically about half of his adult life, basically, were being healed. And he could once again do things involving physical activity without pain that he had not been able to do for 20 plus years. And I'm about halfway through the book, and ladies and gentlemen, it's a wonderful book, Steve Whitman's book, Winning Life's Lottery. He's become an accomplished author, having authored, I believe, 9 or 10 books now. And as soon as I finish Steve's most recent edition of his book, I'll be getting him back on the show here to interview him. Regardless, the electrostatic signal goes to every cell in your body, bringing that fresh nutrition, and making these sluggish cells, they're having issues, come back to full strength, and that's what it does. We focus on two things publicly. Pain mitigation, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, and getting a great night's sleep. And Tom, I've noticed for a number of years now, I lost track. Is this year number 11 or year number 10? I've been selling these with you. I think this is year number 10. Regardless.
Well, John, I can tell you when we first started talking about it was towards the end of July of 2010. And then you tried it out for a while, and then you, we started talking on your show somewhere around the middle of August of 2010.
That's about right. So I'm wrapping up year number 10, beginning year number 11. And I'd used one previously, but I'd gotten away from it. I was busy working on a homicide, or homicides, plural, and got distracted with life. And it happens. So I got back to the energy cleaner. I had one of the older units that were about twice the size and twice the weight, which a friend of mine is still using, by the way. With the results I was getting, I knew my friend Tim Spencer had issues, and I offered one to Tim. That would have been mid to late September. He procrastinated, didn't even... I provided everything for him. I did everything except tuck him into bed and give him a cup of hot cocoa. But he procrastinated for a couple of weeks and finally got going on, and the rest is history, as they say. Where after several weeks, Tim started calling in once a week for several years, giving us updates of his dramatic healing that was taking place, relief from pain, getting his life back, going from being semi-invalid. He could not go down steps in a normal manner. He'd already visited the General Pershing VA Center in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, with the intention of living there to not be a burden on his family. And going from that level of disability to riding his ponies, he's Native American, by the way, using chainsaws, and even climbing a radio tower to do some work on a radio tower. It was a dramatic improvement. And you know, going from taking heavy prescription painkillers, which he'd done every day for most of his adult life, going back to his early 20s, about 1985 or so, to no prescription pain meds at all. None. Zippo. And that whole journey that we took together, Tom, it was pretty dramatic, wasn't it, sir?
It really was, John, and we've heard so many stories, feedback from other people using the machine. I mean, I get emails occasionally, at least two, three times a month. Usually people don't contact us. They get their life back. They get out. They start living life again and not confined to their homes with pain issues and other problems, health issues. They're living again, and they get out. And the last thing they want to do is talk to any of us. But occasionally we hear from them, and it's very encouraging to hear these reports.
Well, as I'm wrapping up year 10 and beginning year 11, I noticed within towards the end of the first year, I was starting to get repeat sales. People had bought one unit, and they're buying their second unit. And that increased as the years have passed by, to the point where a large percentage of my sales are people buying a second, third, fourth, fifth unit. I've had people buy as many as 10 and 12 units. And it's very encouraging to see what's happening, where people get so enthusiastic about this that they want to help their friends, help their relatives, help the pastor of their church, whatever it might be, with the energy cleaner and a mattress pad. Sometimes it doesn't work, though. I know I loaned an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to a local construction worker, and his wife gave it back to me a month later, and it was aluminum screen wire, and I could tell the aluminum screen wire had not even been unrolled, and I was disappointed, but you know, that was his choice, and I respect that, and I have no emotional connection to the outcome of loaning an energy cleaner to a neighbor or a friend. That's their choice, and I respect it, and it's their loss if they decide not to use it. On a related topic, a very dear friend of mine, his wife suffering from tinnitus, I offered a bottle of the proper essential oil, Helichrysum, and I get a report back from him a few weeks later that she wasn't even using it properly. And of course, you can't get results if you don't use it at all or don't use it properly, can you, Tom?
No. No, not at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, beginning, I think this is about the fourth year, I started offering initially a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's now a 90-day money-back guarantee. And as I frequently say, because it's true, it's highly unlikely your healthcare provider is going to offer you a 90-day money-back guarantee on anything. They'd be out of business pretty quick, wouldn't they, Tom?
No, they won't do it, John. And, of course, I like the story about Tim Spencer asking his doctor if he could get a money-back guarantee, and they ushered him right out of that office. Didn't even want to talk about it.
They did not take – he was joking, but they weren't.
No, they weren't. They wanted him out of there. They don't want to approach that subject at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's counterintuitive, and Tim Spencer is the poster child for results from the energy cleaner. He injured himself twice, and while on active duty in the United States Navy, broke his back, one injury, subjected to ionizing radiation 8 hours a day, 7 days a week for 6 months. Those two injuries dramatically changed the man's life. The Navy granted him 100% disability, which they should have, and he got his life back. He literally got his life back. And it's counterintuitive to say that this little plastic box, a black plastic box, takes 9 flashlight batteries, that this small electronic device can do what hospitals that take up a city block, filled up with millions of dollars of diagnostic equipment, men and women with 8, 10, 12 years of education past high school, we're talking doctors and nurses, that this little black plastic box can do what all that can't, along with the miracle of modern pharmaceutical products. It can do it when all these other things can't. It's counterintuitive to hear a homicide detective, talk show radio host, and an electronics expert talk about this little black plastic box doing these wonderful things. It's very counterintuitive, isn't it, Tom?
It is, John. And
you felt the same way when you first heard about it, didn't you?
Well, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. I contacted Lee Kroc, who was the original inventor of this technology. I contacted him because I was looking for manufacturing projects. And I didn't care if it worked or not. I was just looking for a long-running project. And I asked him if he needed help to develop the idea into a commercial product. And he said yes. And he wanted to know how much it would cost. And I said, if you'll guarantee me the long-term manufacturing rights, I'll do the engineering work and the upfront tooling and everything for free, zero cost. And he took me on, and he was very happy with what he got, and the rest is history. And we've produced many thousands of these units in the last 20 years.
Right, and the demand is unprecedented. Ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner and mattress pads are available at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there also. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't try to contact me. Orders only. Here's that order line twice, slowly. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, Tom, I've been using the energy cleaner continuously now for 10 years, beginning my 11th year. My health is impeccable. I've not used a pharmaceutical product since 1985. I'm now finding that as my health improves, my sleep is so sound and so restful that I'm requiring even less sleep. I typically lay down about 10 p.m., typically, most evenings. And I'm waking up at 4 a.m. refreshed, energized, ready to meet the challenges of the day. And that's 6 hours. It may not sound like much, but it's 2 hours more than President Trump gets. And I think I'm in better shape than him just looking at the guy. I love this guy, but he really needs a better diet. but what I hear is he gets about 4 hours sleep a night. But with 6 hours, I'm refreshed and energized and ready to go meet the challenges of the day. I like that several hours of quiet time. The phone isn't ringing. I can get prepared for my radio show. And Tom, as you probably heard, beginning Monday the 10th, I'll be on Republic Broadcasting 3 hours a day, starting at 7 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. And there won't be any more interruptions with other things coming up as we were interrupted last week. So check out the details. The way the energy cleaner came about is fascinating in and of itself. The inventor was not a healthcare professional, not a radio frequency engineer professional, electronics professional. He was a very bright guy who ran several successful businesses. He had how many hundred employees at one time?
It was around 430 employees with his various companies.
Now, that's a lot of paychecks to write every week.
Well, John, when the when you have a company Christmas party and you have to do it in shifts because the employees and their families all want to show up, they couldn't get everybody together at one time.
Well, that would be easily called 1,500. And governor.
The 1,500 state
people.
Governor shows up.
Of course. We have a break. We'll break back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom, yesterday, I know you're busy and don't get to listen to my show all the time. I asked my friend Jeff Nyquist the last 60 seconds of the show for his final comments. Jeff Nyquist, who is a bona fide expert on the international commerce conspiracy, he said, we expect to be at war with China this fall. Point being, ladies and gentlemen, Tom and I are going to continue to get these energy cleaners out as long as we can. Absolutely as long as we can. That's what we do. However, there's however coming. However, that could change. That could change. I'm not saying it will, but a word to the wise, if you want an energy cleaner, you better be ordering one ASAP. Right, Tom?
That's true, John. If it's okay, I'd like to make a few comments on this on this very subject.
Please.
Because, John, I supply you with these energy cleaners. I have several other practitioners that buy them on a regular basis. And I've been asked more than once, what about continuity of this product line? And I have assured everybody, and you know this, John, that I am constantly upgrading, looking for machine tools, different items that I use to make these units, and raw materials. I don't rely on outside sources. I don't have the cases made here. I don't have the circuit boards made over at this place. I don't rely on outside sources. I do the work myself, and I have as much automation as I can possibly afford that speeds it up and allows me to do it alone and still get everything finished. I keep a pretty darn good supply of raw materials on hand. And I'll also say, if you mentioned going to war. Now, during World War II, John, a lot of equipment had to meet certain specifications, but they had what, and I have a lathe. I have a lathe that was made in 1944, and the tag on it, the serial number tag, has a war, has a contract for the War Department, or I don't think they called it Department of Defense in those years.
Not that,
but
no.
But it said it was allowed to have a war finish. And what that means is that the cast iron pieces, they may not have filled all the little pits with body putty and painted it and made it look like $1 million. No, they gave it a coat of paint, and it was what it was, and it worked, and that was called a war finish. If we go to war and we still have to get these energy cleaners out, we'll fight that battle. John, you and I will fight that battle. We'll get these things out, but if we can't get the materials needed, we may have to make the units with what's called a war finish. But they will function, and we'll have units available come hell or high water,
right,
as they
right.
say.
Well, we already have CEOs of trucking companies publicly stating their trucks aren't going to go into cities that have defunded the police. They said, we're not going to do it. And Tom, thank you, sir. We'll have
you
on tomorrow
John.
Morning to talk about communications. We appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.